Hello, friends. It's Misty Phillip here. Welcome to another episode of the By His Grace podcast. Today, I am so excited to welcome my new friend, Carrie Jeter. Carrie is an amazing woman who helps other veteran women walk in freedom in Christ. She is an ex-military. She's a military wife, and she is a former Miss Veteran America. But more than that, she is a lover of Jesus Christ. And we talk about some of the struggles that women in the military face and what she's doing to make a difference. So I hope that this episode blesses you as much as it has blessed me. Welcome to another episode of the By His Grace podcast. I am so excited that you are here with me today. I have my new friend, Carrie Jeter, with me. Carrie is a wife and a mom, and she is the founder of Freedom Sisters Media and Ministry, and she is also an Army veteran, and she is married to a military man. So first of all, I want to say welcome. We're so glad that you're here, and I also want to thank you for your service to our country, because we just really appreciate all that our military does for us. And I love the work that you're doing, and you've got some exciting projects that are coming up. So we're going to jump in and talk about all the things. So Carrie, welcome to By His Grace.
Hey, thank you so much, Misty. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. So let's talk about what Freedom Sisters is and the work that you're doing there. Let's start with that.
Okay. So Freedom Sisters is a media company that amplifies women veterans. We speak authentic conversations on our podcast, and we're getting ready to diversify some platforms with the launch of a digital magazine app coming in January 2021. And then from there, we'll roll into TV and live events and all of that nature. But we are just hitting the ground running and loving what the Lord is doing over here at Freedom Sisters.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So tell me about some of the stories that you share, because you have a podcast as well, right? So what does that look like?
So we sit down for an hour conversation, and I just basically walk my guest through her story. I do a lot of research on her and just make her go far back in her story and to really get to know the women who serve this country. And they're all very different, and we have hardships and victories and everything in between. And we talk about their faith and how they found God also in their story, because of missing part of when we get out of service that I have personally found is the spiritual healing element. And women veterans typically tend to lean towards being open to spiritual healing and open to having a faith. And so it was just something that went hand in hand with the work I had done previously as an advocate for women veterans, and then also my beliefs and my love of the Lord. So it just kind of manifest into a podcast. And as the year has gone on, so November will be my first year anniversary of the podcast going live. But as the year has gone on, we just realized there's more things for women veterans, and we have a highly underserved community, especially when it comes to media or connecting, being the bridge to connect business owners with consumers. And so that's where we're going next, is to really just love on these women and support them and give them a voice so other people can learn about them.
That's amazing. So let me ask you a personal question. When did you come to the Lord? Did you come to the Lord before you went into the service, or during the service, or after the service?
So I had some seeds planted along the way. My parents are divorced, but my grandfather is actually a Baptist preacher, a First Baptist preacher, retired now. And so when I was 9, my sisters went to Bible camp and came back from camp talking about Jesus and campfires and all the things. And so I really should make a shirt that says this, but I was jealous for Jesus. And so I went to my grandpa's study and I said, I just want Jesus to live in my heart. And so I actually asked Jesus into my heart then as a 9-year-old, was baptized as a child as well. But, you know, it had the prodigal season, I guess, the prodigal daughter season, and really fell away from the Lord for a long time and suffered greatly for it, and came back to him in May of 2009. So post-service after I joined, and, you know, I fell flat on my face, and thank goodness the delicious warmth of grace just wrapped me. And I was able to reconcile a lot of those places where he was there, but I wasn't recognizing he was there. And since then, it's just been this amazing journey of healing and love and grace that I just, it has far surpassed anything that I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you, what something that you said there, that you didn't see him in the season at the time. And I think that happens to a lot of us, but maybe that's because we're not looking for him in that season, mm-hmm. Because he is always with us, and he's omnipotent, right? He's all powerful and he's omnipresent. So he's everywhere all the time, but we have to open our eyes to see him.
Yeah, in that moment, you know, it's professionally and personally a little bit both rock bottom for me. I was going through a divorce and I was being moved from a unit that I really wanted to be a part of in the Army. And I just had nowhere else to go really except to turn to Jesus. And it took all of that, right, to get me to see. But even in that moment, he was like, when you became a teen mom, I was there. When you did this, I was there. When this hurt happened, I was there. And looking, and then as I've learned more about the Lord and knowing the omnipotence of God, right, I've been able to go back to those places. And I think one of the reasons I didn't see him too was because I was looking for this magic genie, because I didn't really like my childhood. I had a really rough childhood too. I struggled through that. And I was thinking Jesus was going to come in and transform, you know, magic. Everything was going to be perfect in my household. And that's not what happened. And so because he didn't do that as a 9-year-old, and I didn't understand what being, you know, a Jesus follower really was, I think that's one of the reasons I didn't. But now that I've reconciled that and I've been able to go back to those hurts as far back as, you know, a young girl, it's been really healing into understanding what love really is.
Yeah, that's so, so good. So tell me about how you are helping other women in the military and sharing their stories. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I think there's a huge struggle for us all women who have served. And I was thinking about how to address this morning, and it was bringing me to tears. But really, there are three categories that we get placed in. Even though we are women of valor, even though we have these servant hearts, even though we are these beautiful individuals, we get lumped into three categories. It's either you're loose, you're a butch, or you're a B word. There's nothing professional about any of those things. Like, we do not get reviewed and looked at by our peers and by our higher ups as anything professionally. It's all this personal mindset of what these individuals think of us. And it's really struggle because we put on that uniform with pride. We put on that uniform knowing we are making a sacrifice and we are wanting an opportunity to better ourselves. And we see the military as a way to do that. And then you go through that. It's really dark. And then when you don't fit into one of those categories, it becomes very isolating. It becomes very lonely. Sometimes you are the only woman in the room and you go from being completely noticed all the time, especially, you know, especially if you're a beautiful woman in the military, because you can be beautiful and strong. It is possible, right? but when you walk in and you're pretty, all they see is a pretty face. They don't see that you can do as many push-ups, or you can run faster, or you could, you know, you could shoot a gun just as good as they can. And so it's a time where you really lose a lot of your femininity, and you lose that piece of how God has created you to be the helper. You almost just hide away into yourself. And so on the other side of it, though, when you get together with other women who serve, there's this amazing connection and this amazing energy and this amazing healing moment to realize that others suffered the way you suffered. And it's this opportunity to be open and vulnerable and support each other in a way. And the military, we really weren't able to, because we were pit against each other. It was like we were each other's competition all the time. And so the Freedom Sisters idea is really to heal and inspire and encourage and empower women to basically take back their power. There's a lot of sad stories that I have heard over the last year. I would say, good golly, probably 75% of the women who've come on my show have suffered military sexual trauma in some degree or another. Yeah. And that's tragic. And there is lots of healing that needs to go on in that space. And so we're really answering that call to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to offer them this love that they otherwise don't have for themselves, to give them value back and tell them they are worthy. There are so many similarities to the military mindset culture and the first century women culture when Jesus came to the scene. Mm. And, you know, there was I don't know how to say his last name, so forgive me, but Ben Sirah or Sirah, he was in the synagogues telling people this. So for 200 years, he had been saying, you know, men's wickedness is better than women's goodness. He'd been saying things like women bring disgrace and shame. Well, it's almost like you see that repeating itself in the military with the misogynistic culture that it is. And the shame honor, you know, they yes. see us and it's like, you're not a man, so there's no honor in you. And to come and rectify that and to reconcile that for our women, it's so incredible to watch them start an hour. I have an hour with them and then we maintain a relationship after, but to hear them talk about things that they've never talked about on my show and to see this love and this moment of like healing starting in them is even really powerful. And it just really is there to somebody, some other woman to hear that and to know that they are valued, they are loved, and they're not alone. And it has been just so incredible to see.
Yeah, that is so, so beautiful. And you're absolutely right. Like nobody wants to talk about sexual trauma or abuse. And so for someone who's been through that, myself, I know that I held on to that for years and it was a secret. And it only hurts you when you keep it inside. And it's so counterintuitive to think that once we talk about it, but once we do, we talk about it, we bring it to the light, and then the light of Jesus can shine on it. And then we can replace whatever feelings are inside of us that may be shame or guilt or regret or whatever they are. And we can replace that with God's love. And that is such a beautiful thing. So I love the work that you're doing and I just love your heart for these women. And I'm excited because not only are you helping to bring them to Jesus and show them love and healing, but you're also giving them some opportunities to do some really cool things in the future. Because we've been talking, you told me about the magazine. So could you talk a little bit about that magazine and your plans for that?
Yeah. So this is a way to amplify those women veteran in business and leading nonprofits. And the thing about our community is we want to support each other, but a lot of times there's the lack of knowing where to find one another. And there's always, I almost detest the word resource because you hear it over and over. There's a resource. Oh, I can connect you to resource. And I want to be a tangible tool that you can go to and you can find a woman with a product that you're looking for, a story to inspire you to walk out your next mission, right? So I'm not just focusing on business only. We're focusing on the whole woman and we're focusing on business and family and lifestyle and healing, right? Holistic healing and entertainment. There's a little bit of entertainment in it too, because whoever said Christians don't have fun, I don't know who said that, but we sure do. And we like to have a good time. So it's not necessarily a faith magazine. I did tell all of my writers, like, look, it's a part of who I am. So it comes out in the way I talk and it's going to come out in print because it's just a part of who I am. And none of them had any problem with that. But I literally did one call to action for writers, one. And I got 25 writers to contribute to the magazine that's not even in publication yet.
That's amazing.
And it's blown my mind. And I just put together all the ad media kit. And so I'm excited to see the response for that next. But we are ready to shake and bake. And I have a really great platform. It's a digital app. So the app will be free. The first edition is going to be free. And then it's a paid subscription. And then What that looks like is very interactive though. So we can keep people in the magazine, so we can embed a video. So if I have somebody who wrote something and wants to attach a video, well, you watch the video in the app instead of going to YouTube and being distracted by cat videos. And so it's a really good way to keep the reader in the magazine, but it's also a good way to take them out when you want to. So all women who will be in the magazine are veterans. And all writers are veterans. And so I'm giving them each a space to where you are no longer in my world, in my space, but you're going to be going to theirs and building a relationship with them and connecting with them as well. And so I just think it's something that's never been done before, especially for women veterans to be so unique. I really think it's going to be an answer to a lot of prayers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited. And when we met and we were talking about it, I was like, I want to have you on the show because I want to share what you're doing because I just believe so much in what you're doing. Now I'm going to switch the conversation and we're going to have a little fun fact about you. So tell me about your Miss Veteran experience.
Yes. So Miss Veteran America 2015 is the title that I won. It was a lot of work and it was actually, I competed in 2013 and I had a lot going on in 2014. So I didn't compete then. And I had a pride, I think, to work out too. I placed second runner up the first time, which is not, it's not a bad position to be in. You're still a part of the court. And I really just kept feeling the prompt in my heart to go compete again. And so out of obedience, and really that's the year that I fell in love with my sisters in a way that I hadn't before, to love them where they are in their story. They may not look like me. They may not talk like me. They may have a different position than me and have a different faith than me, but I love them for who they are and for the fact that they served, period. And that is where, you know, God just really started stirring in me and then took me on a 3-year wilderness to really solidify that love in Him. And then here we are 3 years later doing the Freedom Sisters thing. But yeah, fun fact, it was hard. It was great work. And it's not called a pageant. So for anybody thinking that it is, we do win a crown and a sash. But there's no bikini. There's no objectification of women in the competition. And so that's why they lean away from calling it a pageant. But the next one will be crowned on the 11th of October. And I'm just so excited to see who's going to be a sister queen.
That's really cool. That's really, really neat. So I like to ask guests from time to time if they have a favorite Bible verse or something that has really held on to them. And I have a feeling that in forming Freedom Sisters, there might be some kind of verse that you hold on to. And if there is, what would that be?
Zephaniah 3:17, I do believe, is the verse that is kind of been my anthem since probably the last 5 years. And it's, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you and He quiets you with His love. And as a very big personality sometimes, and as someone who is always go, 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 it's just nice to know that God just, He rules you. He loves you. He sings over you and He takes great delight in the things that you are doing. Because sometimes I think women, maybe even particular, feel like if we're ambitious, if we're striving, if we're doing something, then maybe it's not what we were designed to do. And so that verse is just, it's really good. And I sing it over my kids when they're kind of having a temper tantrum or a meltdown. And I'll tell you what, that power, that verse, it calms them down every single time. And so that would have to be my favorite verse.
That is so beautiful. I absolutely love it. Well, let me leave with this one last question. If there is a woman here who has served the military and is going through a difficult time, what words of wisdom would you give to her? Mm-hmm.
What I would tell her is that suffering is not the end of her story, and she doesn't need to suffer in silence. She doesn't need to suffer alone. There's a great abundance of grace and love waiting for her. And the end of her story is justice and honor. Jesus pulls us up out of that shame, up out of that pit, and gives us the name daughter. Take heart, daughter. And that's where your story ends, is in love and in grace, not in your suffering.
That is beautiful. and a perfect place to end. So thank you so much for coming on the By His Grace podcast today. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm going to put links in the show notes to all of the things so that people can find you. And just thank you for the work that you're doing for your sisters in Christ, and for pulling up your sisters in the military and bringing them into the light.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Phillip, and I would love to connect with you there.